White House is an explosive offensive team that can make any defense look bad. So what did Wildcats defensive coordinator Tristan Abram think of the Wildcats' play on defense during the loss last Friday to White House? I talked about that with Coach Abram Tuesday morning.
We went out and we tried to execute the game plan that we had put forth during the week last week. And for the most part, there were times whenever we did a really good job of executing that game plan. And whenever we did execute the game plan, we put them in situations that forced them to punt or, forced them to get into something differently. And with that being said, one of the main things that we have to do and that what we learned from the game Friday night as a defense is that we have to execute that plan for 48 minutes. Like expected, any week that we play, whatever offense that we prepare for, they're going to have a wrinkle. You know, just like, you know, our offense, we watch video, we come up with game plans to try to figure out things that's going to hurt the opponent. And White House came out with a wrinkle, getting in some two-back set and just trying to run the ball right at us and was very successful at it. And, those are things that we have to grow and mature as a defense and learn to make those adjustments and just go play. Also, you know, they came out and they start tempoing us and we weren't expecting that. They have been up tempo, but the way that they came out and started doing it, we weren't expecting it. And it's a deal where the kids just have to adjust and overcome. And for the most part, I feel like Friday night was a big learning experience for us all. As far as kids and coaches, you know, what are things that we can do and as coaches, and how can we better help them to be prepared for those types of wrinkles, as well as the kids learn, you know, hey, whenever it's time to go, it's time to go, and we have to go play, and no matter what the situation is. So all in all, defensively, there were some bright moments at times, and then there, of course, were some dull moments. So, again, I feel like it's a great teaching tool and a situation that we can learn from.
Coach Owens made the point that, you know, it's like a playoff game when you're playing the quality of teams that mm-hmm. we're playing, the two that have beat us. They expose any weakness that you might have. The good thing is that you guys are kind of going to school now mm-hmm. on that list of weaknesses, you know, to try to address those areas. And I know you're doing that on defense.
You're exactly right. And it's going to take, again, coaches and kids to be able to fix the issues. And the key phrase there is fix the issues, because they are fixable. So it's going to take the coaches and kids to be able to do that. And I believe that from talking to a few kids this morning, as a matter of fact, they have the mindset and the attitude that, coach, yes, I'm ready. Let's go do this and let's go win some football games. I told the kids yesterday, just to be quite honest with you, that you know, there were times Friday night where I was just embarrassed at the way we played defensively. And you know, again, it's one of those deals where, as much as I hate to say it, after coming off of a shutout and playing the way we played against Sherman, it was maybe a little bit of a wake-up call that, you know, every game's not going to be like the Sherman game.
KSST Sports.